local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings from the studio. And also, I am live at the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. More details on the way. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center left lane blocked off northbound 65 right as you're traveling over towards Government Street. They're in the process of trying to move it out of the roadway, but it is starting to tie up traffic. Expect delays. Again, left lane is blocked off. They're still on the scene of the accident, Highway 43 northbound at the Midway truck stop and access, and we look good across the Bayway, the Causeway. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel, teaming up with United Johnson Brothers, hosting a four-course, five wine pairing dinner featuring the wines of Justin Winery. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms and hot again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned, too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
And good morning, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, and Kane with traffic. Looking at the highs today, Dr. Bill just laid out the story. Highs in the mid-90s. Heat indices of well over 100 degrees. It is 78 degrees now at our studios. And in the studio that I'm in, the mobile command unit at the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, it is 76 degrees. And yeah, we kind of split up the gang this morning between the north end of Mobile County and the south end of Mobile County. And we'll talk more about that going throughout the mornings. Quick reminder, too, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You got junk, like maybe you said, hey, I've got tons and tons of, ice and rodeo officials and funnel cakes, and the stuff I got to get gone by Sunday. If you had to get that gone, Trey could probably work, but even more realistically at your house, you got stuff in your attic, got stuff you physically can't move down from there. Maybe you have a storage unit you're just overwhelmed by. Or maybe it's a storage building on the outside of the house. You haven't even opened up that thing in years. Let Trey and the crew move that. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Give them a call. They'll set an appointment time. Not a spectrum of time, but a real specific time. They'll show up and they'll get the junk gone. And the price they quote you, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. Once again, give a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, TGIF. Sean, thank you so much. Don't worry, the gang will be back together this evening for a special celebration. Tell you more about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, happening right now, the search for a missing man does continue here in Mobile. Police need your help. 53-year-old Charles Kasteroff has been missing since Wednesday on Gordon Smith Drive. That's where he was last seen, reportedly wearing red shirt, khaki pants, and a straw hat. If you have information, call the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211. News from the Mobile Bay Keeper, as they have put out a message before you hit the water this weekend. Here's what you need to know. On Thursday, ADEM conducted testing at a number of sites in the they did show bacteria levels that were above the EPA limit for safe swimming. They want you to use caution, have fun, but use caution when it comes to the Fairhope Public Beach, Orange Street Pier and Beach, and Volanta Avenue. Bear Point Civic Association, Camp Beckwith, Camp Dixie, Key Avenue, Orange Beach Waterfront Park, Pirates Cove, and Spanish Cove, they were tested, and they were the safe limit for swimming is what you need to know about. Those sites where water quality data is more than 7 days old and is no longer considered up to date, or where data is otherwise unavailable or reliable. I'm giving you all the nuggets when you get this email so you understand that they include what's safe and what's not. But what you need to know is you need to download the mobilebaykeeper.org/swim swim guide program, and you know where you can hop on in feet first. And do want to keep you posted, national news that We're bringing closer to home. As we know, overnight, 11 people, including children, are confirmed dead after that Missouri duck boat accident. Five people remain missing at this hour. In our last hour, we spoke with Scott Tindall of the the Gulf Coast duck boats here, which we know so very well. He joined us for an interview. We're going to replay that for you coming up later in the morning, but you'll want to tune into that and understand the questions and the concerns that you may have and what you need to know before you book your next trip. We took our family on there and had a great time, but safety is a priority, and Scott will tell you more about that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. Right. Oh, 7:12 right now on FM Talk 106.5. Sean in Dolphin Island, so we split the crew up today.
Yeah.
When we come back here, Gus Malzahn yesterday, Auburn head coach, he took the podium at SEC Media Days. I'll tell you what he had to say coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. They're looking to hire top-notch body technicians and auto damage estimators. Do you have what it takes? Come apply today at any of their 7 locations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An active search is underway for 3 missing boaters in the Gulf. The Coast Guard and several other agencies have been searching by water and air to find 80-year-old David Washington and his 2 sons. They set out on a fishing trip Wednesday at the Navy Point boat ramp at Bayou Grande and haven't been seen since. The boat believed to be theirs was found yesterday capsized south of Pensacola Pass. An armed robbery suspect from Daphne has been captured in Louisiana. Daphne police say Alviel Moore robbed the La Quinta Inn Wednesday night around 10 o'clock. The whole thing was caught on camera.
He just came in and pulled the gun out and said, I hate to do these, but I have to do it. And he just took the money.
Police say Moore got away with about $350. Authorities say Moore had been on a crime spree since July 13th and is also a suspect for a series of robberies in Baton Rouge. It's the first day of school for Fonde Elementary, Mobile's only year-round school. School officials want to remind drivers at Cottage Hill and Azalea to be on the lookout for students as they return to school this morning from 7:15 to 7:50. School lets out at 2:50 in the afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, the final day of this year's SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn was first on stage, and among the things discussed, Malzahn said he will allow starting quarterback Jarrett Stidham to have more freedom and flexibility to make changes behind the line of scrimmage.
We have a lot of trust in him, and he's ready to do that. He understands the offense very well. He understands Chip Lindsey's expectations, and that's going to do nothing but help us on the field.
Malzahn also changed his opinion on how many conference games SEC teams should play. After previously saying he didn't want any changes to the SEC's 8-game conference schedule, yesterday Malzahn said the league should add an extra game. The head coach also gave an update on some injuries to the Tigers. He said center Caleb Kim and defensive back Jeremiah Denson will be ready to start fall camp, ready to go when they start fall camp, but the receivers Eli Stove and Will Hastings will not be ready anytime soon after each tore an ACL in the spring. Now that SEC media days are over, nothing but time stands between the league and the first SEC game. That's coming up on August 30th when Texas A&M plays Northwestern State. Auburn opens the season in Atlanta on Saturday, September the 1st against Washington, and Alabama opens that same day in Orlando against Louisville. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 5-3 on Thursday, their seventh loss in a row. After falling behind early 4-0, the Bay Bears rallied in the sixth and seventh innings to get within one run, but the Lookouts would tack on one more in the ninth for the 5-3 win. Tonight, Mobile and Chattanooga will meet again for Game 3 of the 5-game series. First pitch at the Hank set for 7:35, and there will be fireworks following the game. There was one game in the major leagues last night as players began to return from the All-Star break. Chicago Cubs used a 5-run fifth inning to rally to a 9-6 win over St. Louis.
On the ground is second for Baez to wrap it up tonight. The Chicago Cubs with an impressive come-from-behind victory.
Today, most teams are back in action. Braves take on division rival Washington at 6 p.m. tonight. In NFL news, the league and the NFL Players Association released a joint statement late Thursday announcing they will not enforce the new national anthem policy until they can come to a new agreement. The statement read, in part, the NFL and NFLPA, through recent discussions, have been working on a resolution to the anthem issue. In order to allow this constructive dialogue to continue, we've come to a standstill agreement on the NFLPA's grievance and on the NFL's anthem policy. In March, the NFL announced that teams would be fined if players did not stand during the national anthem while on the field, but the league left the punishment of players up to teams. Yesterday, prior to the NFL statement, the Miami Dolphins told players they could be subject to fines and or suspension of up to 4 games if they engage in anthem protests. In the NBA, Carmelo Anthony was traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder to the Atlanta Hawks, where he's expected to be waived and become a free agent. Along with Anthony, the Thunder will send a 2022 protected first-round pick to the Hawks for guard Dennis Schroeder and forward Mike Muscala. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms and hot again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region. Browse over 50 hot tubs from 6 major brands at up to 50% off. That's this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still working in action with the left lanes blocked off northbound 65 right at Government Street. Highway 43 northbound at the Midway truck stop in Axis. It still looks good from Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65 coming into the Eastern Shore. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. You know, Cart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. And they've got great deals right now on all their used golf carts from Yamaha, electric or gas. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Sitting at 77 degrees now in Mobile, 76 on Dolphin Island. We got a kind of a split crew this morning with Dalton and Kelly in studio, and I'm hanging out here in our mobile studio at the Alabama Deep Sea Fish and Rodeo. More on that coming up in just a second. And a reminder to tonight, tomorrow night. Listen, any evening you go by the Original Oyster House for dinner, make sure to have the camera with you. That sometimes that camera is your phone, or you take the fancy camera. I don't care how you do it. But what you got to do is take a picture of sunset at the Original Oyster House in Gulf Shores or on the Causeway. When you do that, go ahead and post that picture to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House and hashtag OOH sunset. When you do that, puts you in the running for dinner for two, up to a $50 value, plus a tote bag full of goodies from the Original Oyster House. The posted pictures will be up through August 31st when the voting will be done and somebody will win that $50 dinner. So what you're going to do, once again, go out, enjoy dinner, snap that picture of sunset at either location, then post it to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH sunset. And while you're there, too, you can share that picture with your friends, tag and like, have them come like your picture on Facebook. That helps in the voting, the more activity you have around your photograph. So once again, your chance to win by taking the sunset pic at either location of the Original Oyster House. All right, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning to you and Dalton and everyone listening. Hey, I love this story. It's kind of long, but bear with me, because if you are a veteran or you know a veteran, they are going to love this story. If you are a veteran, thank you for your service. Good news, the IRS may owe you money. Yeah, more than 130,000 veterans are eligible to apply for refunds of taxes they paid on disability severance pay dating back nearly three decades. This information is according to the IRS. The payments come after it was found that the Department of Defense improperly withheld taxes on payments dating back to January 17, 1991. Under federal law, veterans who suffered combat-related injuries and are separated from the military are exempt from taxes on one-time lump sum disability severance pay. Well, in 2016, Congress passed the Combat Injured Veterans Tax Fairness Act, which required the Pentagon to identify the veterans whose benefits were reduced and notify them of the amount that they had been improperly withheld. Military Times is now reporting that if you are that veteran, the minimum amount that will be given to you, $1,750.
Nice.
That's a big deal. That's the minimum. The maximum, $3,200. So they've been sending out letters beginning July 9th. Well, today is the last day that they're going to send out a letter. So please check your mailbox. This is so very important. Let me see. Survivors of those who paid the taxes are also eligible, with the money going to the deceased veteran's estate. So if you're a family member, be on the lookout for that. But I just wanted to make sure that our veterans and our families knew about something that's happening, and that today is the day, of the last day in which you can find out if you have money coming your way. That is a big deal. And also this, speaking of money, if you want to save a little bit and you have children going back to school, don't forget today and tomorrow and Sunday, part of the tax-free weekend, which is very, very important. Started at 12:01 a.m. this morning and goes until midnight Sunday, July 22nd. If you have questions, hop online. Go to Twitter at KellyK2KFinley. I tweeted out the list, Dalton, because I know we were talking about, you know, some children get to do certain activities at school, and would those items be exempt or be a part of this? So be sure to check that out, and you'll see the complete list. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you so much, Kelly. And I was looking here during the break. We're talking to Scott Tindall this morning from Gulf Coast Ducks and talking about that story from Table Rock Lake. I saw that video you posted on Twitter of the waves in Table Rock Lake. And I'll tell you what, that is really something, because I know Dalton was just there and I've spent a lot of time on that lake. It's the part of the country my dad's from. And the nature of Table Rock Lake, it's a big lake, but it's narrow. I mean, we think about the way our water's laid out here with the bay and stuff. It's not often very wide, right? It's a series of the Ozark Mountains that are flooded there for that impoundment on the White River. And so you have lots of shoreline, but not a bunch of areas that are huge and wide open like you would the Gulf or Mobile Bay. So to see those waves build to the height they did in that video was significant. That tells you a little something about that wind, because it doesn't have as long of a chase. It doesn't have as long of an area to blow straight down, because there'll be a ridge and then lake and then a ridge and a finger point another. So that was significant. What were you saying, that winds were as high as 70-something miles an hour?
Yeah, and breaking news coming in.
That's getting hurricane force.
Hey, Sean, real quick, from Fox News, two more people confirmed dead. Death toll now at 13. They were talking about the winds, as I saw overnight, it's about 63 or so, and so reading up this morning, 74 miles per hour. And when you see the choppy waters and you see those waves going over that duck boat, it really makes your heart sink.
And I was just on that actual, the company with that that owns the duck boat that sank overnight, Ride the Ducks, they're called. And I was just on a duck boat with that company just over a month ago there in Branson. It looks like this tour was on a different part of Table Rock Lake than where I was. They said right now they kind of have it looks like it sank next to the Branson Bell, which is this big showboat that they have on Table Rock Lake. And I actually took a ride on that too. They have a show and they go around the lake. And like Sean said, it is very... it's very narrow in parts of the lake. When I was there, not much current flowing, and there wasn't bad weather, so the waves weren't rocking like you can see in the video. But there are parts of the lake that do widen out quite a bit. But that's awful news. They confirmed two more dead.
Two more dead this morning. Those bodies have been recovered, so that means that three more people are still missing. 31 people were on board this vessel, and seven of them were taken to the local hospital there. But here's a tweet coming out. It's new, and this is coming to us from KansasCity.com. That is the newspaper there in Kansas City. It's called The Star. A federal agency warned about the dangers of canopies over duck boats years before the Table Rock Lake tragedy from last night. So we're getting more information. But what I am very thankful for is that when Scott joined us, if you didn't tune in, we'll have that later for you in the show, but he talked about the differences between what we do here with the Gulf Coast Ducks compared to what they're doing there in Branson, as far as they go in one time. We have three splashes here. And the fact that how Scott, if you've ever been on the duck boat like we have with our family, they're in coordination with the U.S. Coast Guard. And so there have been times when you're ready to splash, you get to the ramp and you stop and you wonder, well, what's going on? And they explain, we know what, we've got to make sure it's a clear waterway before we can get in, because we're not taking chances with your lives and the safety of everyone on board.
Yeah, and Kelly, you know what Scott was saying, I think, is people should know too, is, and we don't know the qualifications of the captain in that duck boat on Table Rock Lake, but the difference is that's not a navigable waterway. Mobile River is, so therefore the captains on the duck boats here have their captain's licenses so they can navigate in what is a busy port. So there is a different level of training for the captains that are operating here. All right, we'll talk to Dr. Bill, get our rodeo weekend forecast and a weekend weather scale. All straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson will brief reporters today on what he was able to accomplish during his visit this week to the Farnborough Air Show in England. So far, it's been a successful air show for Airbus, which has a final assembly line in Mobile. The company says they have 752 new orders from the air show, 354 firm orders, and 398 tentative orders. Of those, 601 have potential ties to Mobile, with 120 A220 aircraft and 481 A320 aircraft that could be assembled here. Fairhope Sonny Callahan Airport is one of 25 Alabama airports cashing in on federal grants. The airport's been awarded $3.3 million in grants to add a new taxiway and access. A warrant roundup by Mobile police sent 11 people to jail. Major John Barber tells News 5 getting drugs and their dealers off the streets helps keep the city safe.
We got some crack cocaine, many pills that were being sold on the street, also some spice, and we also retrieved a looks like a .22 caliber pistol.
Police focused the operations efforts near Broad Street. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
The death toll is now 13 from that tourist boat that capsized in Table Rock Lake near Branson, Missouri. Governor Mike Parson is on his way to the scene.
Rescue is still ongoing. We've actually have some other states now involved with the rescue side of it.
The boat capsized after thunderstorms swept in and whipped up water on the lake. Meantime, a series of tornadoes ripped through Iowa last night, including the town of Pella, where the Vermeer Corporation took a direct hit. 7 people were hospitalized with minor injuries. CEO Jason Andringa says the manufacturing plant activated its warning system and workers were able to rush to shelters.
I'm certainly glad that we have done those drills in the past, and I'm certainly glad that we have put the effort that we have into being prepared for something like this.
President Trump has invited Russia's Vladimir Putin to visit Washington this fall. No Russian leader has visited the White House in nearly a decade. Right now, Dow and S&P futures are lower. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. 3 of the top cybersecurity officials at the FBI are retiring from government service, departures that come as cyber attacks are a major concern for security agencies. Senior U.S. intelligence officials say the country is at a critical point in facing unprecedented cyber threats. The Wall Street Journal says Scott Smith, the assistant FBI director who runs the Bureau's cyber division, is leaving this month. His deputy also left in recent weeks. The Sesame Street Company is heading from the flat screen to the classroom. Sesame Workshop and McGraw Hill Education have announced a new partnership, one that brings the popular educational TV programming into the highly profitable world of classroom curriculum. Observers say the move may open the door for other companies to make the leap from entertainment-based learning into the more sensitive space of teaching kids in a more structured setting. Crude oil trading at $68.18 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you at risk for oral cancer?
I never chewed tobacco.
I don't drink much.
Never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You're 3 times as likely to get oral cancer if you drink or use tobacco. What about HPV?
HPV? Isn't that about cervical cancer?
What does that have to do with oral cancer?
You're 30 times more likely to get oral cancer if you have HPV or the human papillomavirus.
HPV?
Didn't know that.
Learn more about HPV and oral cancer at myoms.org. This message is brought to you by your oral and facial surgeons.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Rodeo Friday. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Looking at the conditions right here this morning on the island, not bad. Got a little north wind here and in the 70s, but you're telling us get ready because it's fixing to get hot.
Yeah, the coolest place is going to be down on where you are, because inland today and all the way through the weekend, it is going to be hot. In fact, we have really some dangerous heat index levels for today and on through the weekend. Today, plenty of sunshine, up to about 95 degrees today, but the heat index will be near 110. Just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Tonight, I guess we could call it cooling down, but 78 will be the low tonight and around 80 along the coast. Slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight. And then over the weekend, mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures will be in the mid-90s with the heat index as high as 111 and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
Dr. Bill, what about the marine forecast? A lot of people were talking about that. We talked about it yesterday morning with the rodeo going on now. What do you see offshore?
Yeah, really today it looks like a really good day with basically a north or northwest wind around 8 to 13 knots and become westerly this afternoon. Looks like seas will run 1 to possibly 2 feet for today. As for tomorrow, not too bad. A westerly wind around 8 to 13 knots and becoming southwest around 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Seas again will run about 1 to 2 feet for tomorrow, but they'll start to increase Saturday night. And then on Sunday, the combination of a weather front moving into Alabama and then a high pressure system over the Gulf, and we're right in between. So Sunday, it's a westerly wind at 15 to 20 knots, picking up to 18 to 23 knots in the afternoon. And seas are going to run 3 to 4 feet, possibly as high as 5 feet on Sunday. So your best days are going to be today and tomorrow.
Yeah, when you start talking about 4 and 5 feet, that all but the biggest boats probably are going to play a little closer to shore, because that's 5 foot seas, true 5 foot seas. That's you could be in a fairly big boat, and that makes for an uncomfortable day.
Yeah, that's so, a little unpleasant. Yes.
Yeah, to put it as an understatement, for sure. Also, checking the tropics. What are you watching?
Looking good again. Quiet across the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean. In the Atlantic, it's also pretty good. We're still watching now a big tropical wave now coming off the African coast. We'll see if that will hold together once it gets out over water. But this time of the year and the way things are going right now, I think we're going to be in good shape.
All right, that's good news. And with everybody with an ear to the radio with this big rodeo weekend, whether they're going to be fishing or just coming down and checking out all the activities here on Dolphin Island, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. So the weekend, Dr. Bill, lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What say you?
Well, you'd think we should have a good weather scale because of mostly sunny skies and only a slight chance of rain, but with these dangerous heat index levels, that's going to knock some points off. So I'm going to go with a 1 point, 7730.
Okay, well, it's still not as bad as it could be when you're talking about heat indices of 100-plus degrees. We'll take it. Just stay out, stay out of the outside between, 10 and 2 kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad scale, but again, if you're outside this weekend, take all precautions, because that heat index is very, very high. Once it gets up to 105 and on beyond that, it gets to be the dangerous level.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you so much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. And it's kind of, it's a few degrees cooler down here on the island, but still going to be a hot one today. Lots of people out fishing trying to take advantage of today and early tomorrow with those marine conditions before it starts getting rough. It is 7:41, and we'll be right back.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Biomobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877bigview.com for an early appointment. That's 877bigview, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a few accidents we've had, including northbound 65 right at Government Street, where the left lane is blocked off. Now moved out, the roadway's looking a lot better. We still have some delays near Cottage Hill and Nolan in 65, and if you're traveling Schillinger and Three Knots near Tillman's Corner out towards Theodore, you've got traffic building there as well. At Spring Hill Toyota in 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost. 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along. And big thank you to Dr. Bill for the weekend weather scale. Hope to see folks coming out today, tomorrow, and Sunday out at the rodeo site on Dolphin Island. Stop by the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit and say hello. I got some FM Talk 106.5 huggers for you as you stop by. If you're going to have a cool beverage or two while you're down here, I can hook you up with the goods you need for it. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. That swag works with a pop can, or you say soft drink.
Pop. You're welcome. What is a pop?
Wait, we're supposed to kill. Pop? We're supposed to kill his microphone.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Pop.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. Happy Friday to everyone. And a tragic story out of Branson, Missouri, that we continue to follow. Now, 13 people have lost their lives in this duck boat situation. We've been updating you throughout the morning. We've heard from Scott Tyndall, who, of course, is our Gulf Coast Ducks. Company here. Do want to tell you this. The president has tweeted out, "My deepest sympathies to the families and friends of those involved in the terrible boat accident which just took place in Missouri. Such a tragedy, such a great loss. May God be with you all." Closer to home, a fatal accident in Atmore has claimed the life of a man visiting from out of state. A 54-year-old man who has been identified as John Janis from Illinois was killed Wednesday when his car collided with a pickup truck. Janis was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The driver of the other vehicle has been identified as 18-year-old Hunter Majors. He, along with his passengers, which included his a gentleman by the name of John Majors, who was 54 years old, and three children were all taken to the hospital as well, though none of those injuries were deemed as life-threatening. Alabama State Troopers, though, do continue to investigate. On a lighter note, if you like snack cakes, this is going to impact you. There's a recall in effect, and the state of Alabama is involved. Georgia-based Flowers Foods, Inc. has issued a recall for snack cakes sold nationwide. The name Swiss Rolls. Sold under the name Great Value at Walmart stores nationwide. Snack cakes are also sold under the brand name Mrs. Freshley's, Food Lion, H-E-B, Baker's Treat, and Market Square. Recall also covers Captain John Durst's Old Fashioned Bread, which we can purchase here in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. They're calling this a precautionary measure as to the details of the recall. Due to the potential of salmonella.
Not good.
No, and the whey powder, which is used to make the products. No illnesses have been reported, but if you do have one of these products, you are encouraged to discard the recalled product or return it back to the place that you purchased it for a full refund. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly, and we'll be right back.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An active search is underway for three missing boaters in the Gulf. The Coast Guard and several other agencies have been searching by water and air to find 80-year-old David Washington and his two sons. They set out on a fishing trip Wednesday at the Navy Point boat ramp at Bayou Grande and haven't been seen since. The boat, believed to be theirs, was found yesterday capsized south of Pensacola Pass. An armed robbery suspect from Daphne has been captured in Louisiana. Daphne police say Alviel Moore robbed the La Quinta Inn Wednesday night around 10 o'clock. The whole thing was caught on camera.
He just came in and pulled the gun out and said, I hate to do these, but I have to do it. And he just took the money.
Police say Moore got away with about $350. Authorities say Moore had been on a crime spree since July 13th and is also a suspect for a series of robberies in Baton Rouge. It's the first day of school for Fonday Elementary, Mobile's only year-round school. School officials want to remind drivers at Cottage Hill and Azalea to be on the lookout for students as they return to school this morning from 7:15 to 7:50. School lets out at 2:50 in the afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Nappy, award-winning Butch Cassidy's Cafe. They got the Nappy for best burger in town. So congratulations to Butch Cassidy's. Yesterday, the final day of the year, final day of this year's SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn was first on stage. Among the things that he discussed, he said he'd allow starting quarterback Jarrett Stidham to have more freedom and flexibility to make changes behind the line of scrimmage.
We have a lot of trust in him, and he's ready to do that. He understands the offense very well. He understands Chip Lindsey's expectations, and that's going to do nothing but help us on the field.
Malzahn also changed his opinion on how many conference games SEC teams should play, after previously saying he did not want any changes to the SEC's 8-game conference schedule. Yesterday, Malzahn said the league should add an extra game. Head coach also gave an update on some injuries to the Tigers. He said center Caleb Kim and defensive back Jeremiah Denson will be ready to go start fall camp, but the receivers Eli Stove and Will Hastings will not be ready anytime soon after each tore an ACL in the spring. Now that SEC Media Days is over, nothing but time stands between the league and the first SEC game of the year. That'll happen on August 30th when Texas A&M plays Northwestern State. Auburn opens the season in Atlanta on Saturday, September 1st against Washington, and Alabama opens that same day in Orlando against Louisville. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 5-3 on Thursday, their seventh loss in a row. After falling behind early 4-0, the Bay Bears rallied in the sixth and seventh innings to get within one run, Lookouts would tack on one more in the ninth for the 5-3 win. Tonight, Mobile and Chattanooga will meet again for Game 3 of the 5-game series. First pitch at the Hank set for 7:35, and there will be fireworks after the game. There was one game in the major leagues last night as players begin to return from the All-Star break. The Chicago Cubs used a 5-run fifth inning to rally to a 9-6 win over St. Louis.
The ground is second for Baez to wrap it up tonight. The Chicago Cubs with an impressive come-from-behind victory.
Today, most teams are back in action. Braves take on division rival Washington at 6 p.m. tonight. In NFL news, the league and the NFL Players Association released a joint statement late Thursday announcing they will not enforce the new national anthem policy until they can come to an agreement. Statement read in part, the NFL and NFLPA, through recent discussions, have been working on a resolution to the anthem issue. In order to allow this constructive dialogue to continue, we've come to a standstill agreement on the NFLPA's grievance and on the NFL's anthem policy. Yesterday, prior to the NFL's statement, Miami Dolphins told players they could be subject to fines and or a suspension of up to 4 games if they engage in anthem protests. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road and tell them congratulations on winning a Lagniappe Nappy Award this year.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Speaking of Roy at Butch Cassidy, saw him down here last night for the Liars contest. And yeah, like Dalton said, you see him say, hey, congrats on that nappy. Speaking of nappy award winners, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Oh, very nice. Thank you, friend. Do appreciate that. Serious news here out of Florida. A 71-year-old man has died after eating raw oysters, which were contaminated with a flesh-eating bacteria. That man ate oysters which had Vibrio vulnificus, ate them back on July 8th and died 2 days later. That's according to the Florida Department of Public Health. They are not releasing the man's name or the restaurant where he, you know, enjoyed those oysters. But here's what you need to know. The CDC estimates that 80,000 people become sick with this disease each year in the U.S. 100 people die from their infection. Here's what you need to look out for when it comes to possible symptoms. Diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, chills, fever, shock, skin lesions, and breakdown in wound infections. Vibrio is fatal in about half of the cases in which it enters the bloodstream, a condition typically seen in those with compromised immune systems. According to the Florida Department of Public Health, there have been 16 reported cases so far, which includes 3 deaths. Vibrio bacteria is found in warm waters, such as the Bay or the Gulf of Mexico, and in contaminated seafood. So here are some extra nuggets that you can take along with you as you head into the weekend. Do not eat raw oysters or other raw shellfish. Eat shellfish promptly after cooking and refrigerate your leftovers. For shellfish in the shell, either boil until the shells open and continue boiling for 5 more minutes, or steam until the shells open and then continue cooking for 9 more minutes. Always wear protective clothing, such as gloves, when handling raw shellfish. For more information, you can hop online and check out the CDC and understand what's going on. So we want you to enjoy, of course, our seafood, but just be mindful of the fact that this is a new news making headlines this Friday morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. We'll check in with Alec Naiman and find out what's cooking, not raw, what's cooking
next. Thank you.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms and hot again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-90s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Pretty good start so far this morning. As you travel from Cottage Hill and Knollwood, you'll see some heavier traffic. Also along northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, but no new wrecks in the roadways. The Bayway, the Causeway looks great. Coming into the Eastern Shore from Tillman's Corner and Theodore Range Line, you'll see no backups or delays, just plenty of radar all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. The Trellis Room and United Johnson Brothers hosting a four-course, five wine pairing dinner featuring wines from Justin Winery from California. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along and time to find out what's cooking with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, Sean. How you doing down there on the big city of Dolphin Island?
Yeah, I'm good, man. We are set up. It's my happy place to be on this Friday of rodeo. And I guess we can take your recipe and use it for flounder, because you got a recipe for the real, really, really big flounder they call halibut.
That's it, man. A friend of mine went fishing up in Alaska, and they took her salmon fishing, and she caught a bunch of halibut and brought it all back. She wanted me to do a recipe for halibut this morning. So I figured if you was going fishing, I'd do some kind of fish. You just got to go a long way to catch this one, you know.
That's a long run. So, I have to get some extra fuel. But let's talk about how you cook a halibut.
All right, listen, I'm going to get out a skillet, and I'm going to put a little oil in there, a little olive oil. I'm going to saute me down some onions and some garlic for just a minute or so. And then I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to add my celery and some fennel seed. And I'm going to toss it around a little bit for a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to add some tomatoes and a little water, a little orzo, my olives, some capers, a little bit of salt and pepper, of course. Bring it to a boil, let it simmer down. I'm going to reduce it down temperature-wise, and then I'm gonna lay the halibut down in there. I'm going to toss a little bit more salt and pepper on it and everything, and then all of that's going to cook together. Put a lid on it, let it all just simmer down. I got my tomatoes and my orzo cooking while my halibut's cooking, and it's real good when it's all said and done, you know. And I call that my braised halibut with tomato and orzo. What do you think?
That sounds fantastic. Yeah, we could use that for even fish we catch here along the Gulf Coast, but even better is having you cook those fish for us. Got a way for us to get you to come cook those recipes for us?
Yeah, man, listen, call me, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namenscatering.com, and we'll be right there for you. We got the summer going on, got fishing going on. Hey, just call me. I'll give you some recipes if you want them, okay?
That sounds like a deal, Alec. Thank you so much. It's What's Cooking with Alec Naaman right here every Friday on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and we're coming right back.